Groot is home, and happy to be back in his old paddling grounds. The 24-pound snapping turtle, who's become a bit of a local legend around the dock in Fairy Lake in Acton, spent the last 10 days at the Ontario Turtle Conservation Centre in Peterborough. Groot was inadvertently hooked by a fisherman earlier this month and was sent to the centre to have the hook removed from his mouth. About 30 people came to the dock Thursday night to see Groot, estimated to be 60 years old, released back into his home waters. Peter Duncanson of Halton Hills Turtle Guardians said it was a good opportunity to inform people about turtles as well as educate them on what to do if a turtle is accidentally hooked. He said anyone in that situation should not cut the line because the turtle could swallow the hook, causing even more problems. The proper way to respond would be to contact us and we can usually have someone here within 20 minutes, he said. We hope to get some signs up in the park with a number where they can reach us. In Groot's case, he was spotted with the line and the turtle guardians caught him with a fishing net when he came close to the dock. He was then transported to Peterborough by Turtle Taxi, a network of volunteer drivers. He had the hook removed and was x-rayed to ensure he hadn't swallowed any hooks. After being observed for a few days to ensure he was eating, he was transported back to Acton. Groot's release was part of what has been a busy summer for the Halton Hills Turtle Guardians. They are also in the process of releasing 1,640 baby turtles around Halton. The group excavated 70 nests that were in high-risk locations. In many cases, that's on the shoulder of roads, a favorite nesting place of snapping turtles, but there are some other unique spots. We had one between first and second base of the ball diamond in Prospect Park, Duncanson said. We had another one in McNally Park, in Georgetown, at the foot of the slide. The excavations are regulated by the Ministry of Natural Resources, and there are strict rules the group must follow. Once the excavations are complete, the eggs are put in an incubator. When the hatchlings are released, it must be done within 12 kilometers of the original nest. Duncanson said this summer saw the most excavations the group has ever done. I think a lot of that is there is a bit more awareness, he said. People know about us, so they'll contact us.